A leading American documentary filmmaker has died. Bruce Sinofsky and his collaborator Joe Berlinger made high-profile documentaries about everything from farmers to grisly murders to dysfunctional rock stars. Sinofsky died Saturday at his home in New Jersey of complications from diabetes. He was 58 years old. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Sinofsky and Berlinger first riveted art house audiences with their 1992 documentary, Brother's Keeper.
Remember this question? After Bill went to sleep, what did you decide to do?
It followed an unsettling true crime, the apparent mercy killing of an elderly dairy farmer by his nearly illiterate brother.
I wanted to make sure that Bill wasn't suffering anymore, that he was dead.
Yes, I remember that.
Sinofsky and Berlinger visited his town in New York State for more than a year and became close with the accused brother and the townspeople who first shunned, then rallied to defend him. The filmmakers both apprenticed under one of the great masters of documentary film, Albert Maysles. But Sinofsky told NPR in 1992 he did not believe documentaries could ever really be objective.
We firmly believe that there's no such thing in nonfiction filmmaking as capturing capital T truth. We feel that Brother's Keeper is very much our subjective views of what we saw on that hill.
The filmmakers took a similar approach in their next project. Paradise Lost delved into the brutal murder of three little boys in West Memphis, Arkansas, and the teenagers who were eventually accused, partly because of their black clothes and taste for heavy metal. Again, Sinofsky and Berlinger spent months filming and just hanging out with the victims' families, the accused teenage boys, and their shell-shocked parents.
You'd have to do this time. Suffer the consequences.
That's the father of one of the teenagers and the father's girlfriend.
We wouldn't even send him a dollar for a pack of cigarettes.
No, you're wrong there.
Yes, we would.
No, I would. He's my son.
Sinofsky and Berlinger ended up making three films about the West Memphis Three, who were eventually released.
He was one of the huge, huge factors in saving my life.
That's Damien Eccles, who was sentenced to death for the murders back in 1994. Eccles says Sinofsky brought sympathy to what was a harsh ordeal for everyone.
I think what makes people open up so much with Bruce was just how kind he was. You know, whenever he's talking to you, when you're looking at his face, when you're looking at his eyes, he's not looking at you like the subject of a documentary. He's looking at you as a human being, a person.
For his part, Bruce Sinofsky says documentarians bear a huge responsibility.
You can make some person look incredibly guilty, incredibly innocent, incredibly foolish, incredibly hypocritical. We have great power, and we have to be very careful on how we do that.
Sinofsky and Berlinger did that again in what's now considered one of the great rock documentaries. Some Kind of Monster showed the band Metallica struggling to deliver an album. In a statement over the weekend, the musicians called Bruce Sinofsky a comfort and visual lifeboat. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.